live on Blog Talk Radio. The Candid Frank Live Show.
Candid Frank Live.
With
about half of y'all motherfuckers on the hill.
John the Argo Boat Logo Granger.
Candid Frank Live.
Christopher Lion's Den Jones. Mike, the CFL is the best football in the world, Townsend. Kelly, Rough Rider Daddy Bale. Manasseh, Blog Talk Radio Show, Geber Medine. And Bruce, Hamilton Tiger Cat, 13th man, John Inch.
Bill and Liam, the world travelers, and Hal, Danny, Al, Saddleness, Bob the Trainer, Jay Emery, C, Double Blue Richardson, the Two Tone Kingsley Family, D, Oh My My Myers, Jim the Weed Weaver, Louis the Gatekeeper Jesperson, Bears the Raptor Devil again, Louis the Big Robin, Aaron Russell, the Organizer, Nagy, Randy,
and finally,
Captain Video Kissinger.
I don't know what happened, but I really don't understand, but that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. I don't understand, but it's okay. Let's see if Kelly answers the phone. Kelly, how you doing, buddy?
Not bad, you?
Well,
very good.
Yeah, no, apparently Blog Talk Radio screwed up, so I just now I'm trying to I needed some time off tonight, so I put on a repeat show from New Year's.
Oh,
it didn't work apparently. It didn't work, apparently, because I went to listen to the end of it, because I heard the beginning of it before I decided to put it on. So I decided to listen to the end of it to see what it sounded like at the end, because, you know, it was something back from 6-plus months ago. And there was nothing there, and there was nothing there. Mm-hmm. And I went, oh.
Well, yeah. Were you on the computer at all? Simultaneous?
Nope.
Like, okay. Well, we created a group post, like a blog kind of thing, and just went on and had a discussion and added you to this discussion or whatever. And, we still had a little bit of fun. But it would have been better with
good.
A show. But
that's good.
It was great. It was great that you had a chance to have a night off and get some, you know, build up some things for the next shows coming up, because these are the important ones coming up.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, well, the next one's the game, the day before the game that the Argos will be playing.
That's right.
I don't know what. Like I said, I absolutely paid no attention to the computer. In fact, I've spent very little time on the computer today. Dealing with other things that I need to deal with, and
I actually wanted to message you a little earlier just to say thanks for the call the other day, that it definitely had an impact in bringing me back to where I need to be. You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
yeah, it was very helpful.
Well, I'm glad, Kelly. I mean, you know, part of the reason why I didn't want to do the show today was so much because, we all have our issues, right? We all have life gets in the way.
Yep.
And I do this program to have fun and to enjoy a mutual adoration for a game that's our own little nice secret, you know, that isn't too crowded, that we can...
Yeah, you've said it before, that it's almost like therapy, and when it gets away from that, there's a little bit of discontent that happens.
Well, Yeah. Having said that, the good news is here we are, and it appears that it's just you and I. It's just you and I again, so which is cool. We've done it before, and we've survived, and we'll survive again. So right now, so far, what have you garnered from the exhibition games in general? Not like we don't need to get into specifics, but generally speaking, what have you garnered from the exhibition games? And then I'll tell you what I have.
It's been a little more exhibition than I had anticipated. I hope everybody understands what I mean by that. what I mean is a non-competitive type of game plan where you go in to learn a lot about your players and not so much to put points up on the board and win the game.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen some low scores, nothing like the preseason of last year where I think the average point total was about 28 per side. Seeing some great things from some individuals and seeing some guys play their way to the practice roster.
Mm-hmm.
One guy that sticks out in my mind is Carlos Thomas, who I absolutely adore, defensive back here in Regina. He made a bonehead play in that game that just stuck out like a sore thumb, and announced today that he picked up an injury, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, he hurt his ego.
Yeah, so he's going on the six game list. His ego's bent out of shape.
He's got a little tightness in his ego.
That's right. So anyways, Carlos, I'm sure will rebound. He's a fantastic athlete who's definitely committed to the cause, and like I said, he's now got six games for him to catch up to where he should be coming into camp. But, we've seen some great things in Saskatchewan as well. Keith Thompson kind of taking the ball and running with it, not to make a pun. But, he definitely made an impact for a lot of people in this last game. And how about Ottawa coming out of the gun like a contender? I mean, gotta be happy with that. They've fulfilled the prophecy that we made earlier that this is not an average expansion team, that they are, being built to compete immediately. And that's just what we saw out of them this weekend. So the Calgary game, didn't really catch too much of that game. Was watching some World Cup and I was quite defeated after England lost this weekend.
In fact, I was elated.
I saw nothing wrong with that result.
I saw nothing wrong with that result. I think it was rather a useful result in my mind.
Well, with if we can break away from football just for a sec, with Costa Rica having beaten Uruguay, I think should Italy falter in any game, they're definitely covered, having beaten England now. And England, if they can muster a win against Uruguay, which will be difficult, but they've pretty much stamped their ticket to the next round if they can do that, because I can't see Costa Rica winning two more games. Anyway.
Hang on, now
what
you
about
were
you,
right soccer, and you never gave me a chance with the football and the exhibition.
How about you at camp? what are you seeing? Oh, and one more thing before I stop, but amazing. Pershalski's been a role, like a model citizen in Ryderville so far. He's made an impact. I think this guy's going to make the football club. So good on Tim and for drafting him at, 17 overall? Go ahead.
I'm also trying to message the boys as we talk to you. And we had, for a second, Storm was on. He hung up, actually. I don't think he realized he hung up. But anyway, for me, the exhibition season has been what it should be. You know, entertaining football. You know, where the guys play to their, you know, their utmost to ensure that you know, they don't leave anything on the field. And I've seen some really good individual efforts. I'm pleased with the fact that the teams have enough pride to stay close with the other team. You know, the majority of the games, if not all, have been very close. You know, there hasn't really been any runaway games, you know what I mean? So, you know,
no.
All the fans can be relatively pleased, you know, outside of the fact, you know, nobody's been embarrassed anyway, I guess is what I'm trying to say, which is always good, right? So, you know, the Argos won their game in Winnipeg. Hamilton's going to come in after having won their game. And that game's going to be interesting simply because Hamilton comes in and they're a team that, you know, ousted Toronto out of the playoffs last year. So there could be a little seriousness in that game. And being the second game of, you know, you'll see Ricky Ray for a little bit. So, you know, and you know, the final preseason game generally brings in a few, you know, veterans who need, you know, some fine tuning, right? Need some game under their belt, right? So it's, you know, the perfect storm. It's the second game. Last year here, our home game was home game was the first game, if I'm not mistaken. So it wasn't that big a deal. And but now it's against Hamilton, and it's going to mean a lot, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I was impressed with Winnipeg, regardless of what people said about the game against Toronto. They showed me a lot that they can build on. You know, I said that their new young quarterback was average. But when I say average, I mean average for what he can be. Willie can be a really good quarterback, and you know, he showed the flashes of brilliance that is scary if you're the opposition. So what's the exhibition season? An opportunity for young players to show that they're ready for prime time. It's an opportunity for the older players to see what their competition is like on the field because they're not on it. And, you know, it's an opportunity for those of us who've been fretting the thought of not seeing football this year, being assured that here it is, even though, you know, it all wasn't ratified until just the past day or so, officially that is, right? So, you know, we're all happy now. We've got what we want, which is, hey, baby, CFL football, the best football in the world. And from what I've heard, the CFL is the best football in the world. That's a phrase I've heard before and will repeat from time to time.
And I've never heard that phrase. Oh, Christopher's here. Turn on his mic.
He's not here. You're imagining things. I don't see him.
Should be there. He's messaged me a couple times. But anyways, maybe he could call back in.
I don't see him. I honestly don't see him.
Oh.
And it isn't anything I've done. Carolyn, do you see Christopher here? Yeah, and that's Kelly. That's who I'm talking to. There.
Yeah, 306.
Yeah, just you. I guess what here's what I'll try to do. Just I'm gonna hit another studio. I'm gonna refresh. Nope, he's still not there. I can call him if he can wait till I find his phone number.
Yeah,
or
I'm
he
sure
could
he
put the
hear.
Phone number on Facebook, and I can call him. And we got to do this quick because nobody else wanted on. You're it. So,
right.
I didn't see any other phone numbers. I mean, I saw complaints about the show not being on. Wait a second. Here's a phone number. Is it a phone? No, you know, in that long show number 183 that you guys started? I am going through that right now, looking for phone numbers. I'm not finding any.
Nope.
And the rule of thumb is if you want me to call you, leave me your number.
Exactly.
And I guess.
Not tough.
Okay. Well, you know, it's not that I don't want to search people's phone numbers. It's just everybody says, you know, hey, that guy's messaging you. So if I'm not paying attention to messages and stuff, then, you know, It is what
I'll
it is.
Send that anyway. Group, I'll send that group a quick word that just says, if you want a call,
oh, look at that.
Frank, your
look
number.
At that. Now that, you know, now I'm going to dial it anyway. Now that I just found Christopher's number and I'm trying to dial it, I'm going to dial it and see if I get him and see if we get him
Sweet.
Doubled. There. Okay. Do, 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 6-0.
Now more
nope.
Jeopardy.
He won't take, he won't take my call. He refuses
there I
to
am.
Take my phone call. He refuses
to take
my phone call.
Finally unmuted me.
Actually, you weren't even here, Christopher.
I've been here on and off for an hour.
I haven't
hour
been on
half.
For an hour. I haven't been on
I know,
for an
I've
hour.
I've been listening to elevator music.
Is that what's going on? Really?
Yeah, elevator
bad.
Music.
Okay.
Very
apparently,
scary music.
My wife wants to know what happened, so I'll explain it to you and her at the same time. You know, I set the replay show for New Year's Eve. Well, Blog Talk Radio didn't kick it in, so all that Christopher's been listening to for the last hour and a half is elevator music.
It's the, yeah, it's been really grooving to it, you know?
No, I actually...
So why, were you not going to have a show tonight? Is that what happened?
That's why, yeah, that's what I posted it an hour and a half ago. I said on the post, I said... If you read it, I don't know if it, yeah.
I don't read anything
it.
That you post.
Oh, okay. If people
Sorry.
Read it, it was the New Year's show. It was a flashback New Year's show with John Granger, and we talked about Christinger, Randy. And that's what was going to be on tonight. I was taking a break tonight, And I sent it about an hour and 40 minutes before the show. And, yeah, I guess nobody picked up on it.
Okay, I've got it up here right now, Frank. I'm looking at it. You sent it 2 hours ago. It says,
yeah.
Canada Frank Live, okay? Then it says the best football show in the world, number 183, Blog Talk Radio, and it doesn't say anything else. There's nothing that says anything about a repeat.
Hang
it
on,
just says
hang
the show's
on,
on number 183.
Hang on. Do. Well, anyway, look, I'm not going to waste time on it now. I know I sent it,
no.
And I know it's out there. What you might have got was the auto send. Because
okay,
what I
well.
Did was there's a way you can do the show, and then you can do an audio. How shall I say, an audio. An audio show that's pre-recorded. Sorry, that's what I want to say. A pre-recorded show, which was a past show. And for some reason, Blog Talk Radio and I didn't do it right. And I sent, if there's, did you see it, Kelly, on CFL Is? On CFL Is, the post that said show 183, Candid Frank Is, and it said the New Year's, did you see anything like that?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, I did actually, and
okay,
I believe it
you.
Said something about Kevin Glenn.
No, it said no.
And,
it said Randy Christinger.
Oh, say yeah.
Right, Randy Christinger, John Granger. Yeah, that was.
I cannot
that was,
look. Seriously, I cannot find it in the CFL. Is I've gone back like 3 days. It's
no, you don't
there.
Have to go back. You don't have to go back 3 days. All you have to do is go back to an hour and. Almost 2 hours before, about 8:30, posted probably no later than 8:30.
I'm just telling you.
I think
you
if I remember correctly,
it.
Yeah, well, it that was my intention. And then I just posted
I just tagged you in it. Oh, there. Yeah. No, that one just says I'm broadcasting live on the air now.
Yeah, that's the one that
so
I just
sent.
So
I've got two in here, and neither one of them says it's a repeat show.
Well, what it says, it's a New Year's flashback New Year's. Kelly remembers seeing it, right, Kelly? I'm not crazy, right?
Is your
Facebook I think I did,
right now, Frank?
Bruce posted it earlier.
What's that?
I just tagged you in a post.
Forwarded it earlier.
Well, I'm forced. I have to get really caught up in what happened in Facebook the last couple of days. I have not spent much time on Facebook the past couple of days. I've spent more time... dealing with issues that have nothing to do with this show, but have a lot to do with me, and I just needed some time to anyway. So, but then when I saw that it didn't take Christopher to finish the story, when I saw that it didn't take, I decided, oh, shoot, I better go on then. There's like 50 minutes left, and it's dead air, and I'm going, oh, my gosh. So I said, well, I'll turn it on. You know, Kelly wants to be on. He left his number. So I said, okay, I'll give him a call. At least I won't be alone. And sure enough, only two calls later, I got Kelly. I tried bringing in Stormy, Storm, who doesn't like to be called Stormy. I got a hold of him, but then didn't. Anyway, what we were talking about, just so you can get up to speed on what we're talking about, what we started talking about was the exhibition season and how we see it. Generally speaking, not necessarily who won, who lost.
Listening to it all when I was in queue.
Oh, okay. So, do you feel about the exhibition season thus far?
Well, I don't know. I missed a couple games, and I missed a couple more because I was talking to you on the phone, and I went to do video replay on the BC Lions game because I basically missed the last half of it because I was talking on the phone to the on the show, right? And TSN did not do any video replay on any of the shows, so I was just kind of pissed at it because I wanted to watch without the commercials and everything too. So that was kind of done. So.
You know what would be nice, and I know this probably is too much to expect, maybe next year. I mean, the least they could do is, even on the, who cares if it's just one camera or two cameras, you know what I mean? It would be nice if they would record the games, because, you know, the teams put their cameras there for the purposes of, game film, right? I wouldn't care if it wasn't fancy. As long as I can get our teams, you know, as long as we can watch CFL football, we don't care about the quality we're going in.
Well,
you know what I mean?
You're talking about the two Hamilton games that aren't being televised, both Hamilton games.
Yeah, that's kind of sad, you know?
They do have all the highlights and everything on Sportsnet and SportsCenter or whatever it is. So the cameras are there.
We learned in the group that it was on RDS the whole time.
Oh, what
last
it?
Game?
French TV.
Well,
as long as they
don't talk, I'm fine.
Well, you just turn it off. Put on the radio.
Yeah, put on some music.
No, put on the radio broadcast of the game.
Oh, right. Of course. If you're a local,
you'll have somebody.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
you can.
I
pick
mean,
up
even
TSN
not. You
radio
can grab
everywhere.
It online.
Yeah, that's right. And since you know TSN has broadcasting rights on the radio. All you have to do is go to the TSN and the local, you know, like the Winnipeg TSN, the Toronto TSN. It's pretty easy. I think they'd be pretty easy to find, no?
Yeah, well, I mean,
you know what? You know,
has KW or Team 1040.
Let's rant about TSN's website for a little bit here. Both online and on their TSN Go app, they require you to be either a subscriber.
Who's that?
Oh, you know who that is. Who talks in the background when we're on the air?
Bruce.
Storm.
John.
Storm.
Storm.
Storm. I don't know.
Storm.
Sorry.
Storm.
Well, if he said
anyways, what I was saying is CFL.ca and the TSN Go app, and CFL.ca, none of them are conducive to users out west because they require you to be either a Rogers or a Bell subscriber to be able to get their content on their website. Every time I try to get content, video or otherwise, on the TSN Go app, I am refused because I'm not a Rogers or Bell customer. And that's just a bunch of BS.
If you read the website, the TSN Go website, and when you're trying to sign up, it says, you know, if you're not a Bell or Rogers, talk to your cable subscriber because we have opened it up. Everybody's available to use it. But they want, like, an exorbitant amount of money to be able to rebroadcast it to us. So not from me, but from, like, Shaw Cable, who would be the cable subscriber in my area, right? So if I had a Shaw Cable account and Shaw was an affiliate with the Bell and the Rogers system for the Bell Media here, then I would be able to watch TSN Go. But Shaw Cable out here says, no, we're not paying you the money that you want for that. It's ridiculous. You know, we can't charge extra from our customers for it, so why should we pay you for it? And that, so they're having a big fight over this. And who gets hurt is me, because I don't have TV. I can't watch it on TV, and I can't watch it on satellite, because I can't get either. So the only thing I have to watch my shows with is the internet, and I can't get it. I have to watch it out of England.
That's horrible.
I have to go to a website in England to watch CFL football.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I'm dead serious.
No.
That's what First Row Sports is. It's a rebroadcaster out of England.
And I'm
like about 8 seconds delay. So when we were on the show and you guys are talking about what the play was going on, I don't get it for another 8 seconds. I'm watching it, and that's why.
Kelly, we could have made some money, buddy. We could have made some money.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I tell you guys what, that's the beauty of having ESPN3 where I can catch it live, no delay.
Well, you know what? I could do that if you shared your subscription, your login information with me. I could watch it. But I need somebody with an account down there, with an ESPN account, I can't get one in Canada.
Yeah, not really an ESPN account, but a cable account.
Comcast, Verizon, Warner Brothers, whatever cable company there is down there, yes.
Mike, I think I hear a begging sound coming from B.C.
Oh,
headed
I think that was
Michigan.
A grovel. I don't think that was begging. That was groveling.
Hey, you know what, Chris? Hey, we're talking about that sometime this week, buddy.
Okay, man, that would be a good thing for me, my friend. Excuse me.
Let's not stop with Chris DePer.
Man,
your
but I'm gonna tell you
everybody.
Like I was saying in the Candid Frank room.
The
y'all
Candid
got to
Frank
meet,
room that Candid Frank wasn't in. Yeah, okay.
Well, he wouldn't show up.
Y'all got to admit, man, the red blacks didn't look bad this week.
Yeah,
no, they didn't.
They did.
Well, except for the uniforms and their name, they were great.
Oh, their uniforms were awesome.
I know they
were. I really liked their uniforms. They were cool.
Hey, did you see the picture of the two? Somebody, I saw a picture. Like I said, I didn't spend much time on Facebook the past couple of days. It was like scroll real fast was what I was doing just to see what was going on, and I saw a picture of the two. Of the two mascots, the one for Ottawa and the one for Saskatchewan.
Yeah, and Joe.
I was kind of hoping the Ottawa guy would raise the axe a little bit and go for some gopher
heads. I'm sure he did, you know. Yeah, the post was it. My money's on the guy with the axe.
Yeah, no kidding. Pretty unfair fight, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Try catching a gopher, though. Prairie dog. That's almost impossible.
That's what 22s are for, my friend. 22s are for.
My wife's favorite animal, a prairie dog.
I want to ask you guys a question, and tell me if I'm wrong. Y'all can correct me if I'm wrong.
No problem.
The play of the game when Ottawa was playing the Riders, did it look like Burris is trying to make Marcus Henry, I think that's his name, Marcus Henry, his top receiver? Number 16, I think that's the name. What is his name here? Marcus Henry?
Something like that.
Yeah. I'll check the attempts here.
Yeah, the guy from Edmonton. He used to play for Edmonton.
Yeah.
He definitely went to him a lot.
Yeah, he really did. He really did. And, he was okay in Edmonton when he played, but I don't really think that he's going to be that number one. They need to get some good receivers out there, man. They'll look good if they get some good receivers out there that can catch the ball.
Yeah. You know, before you came on, Mike, both Kelly and I were building up the Ottawa Red Black team to be a great, you know, expansion team, and they basically, lived up to what Kelly and I and the rest of us believe the Red Blacks are, and that is not your ordinary expansion team. I think they proved that quite well in their game.
Oh, yeah, they did. They did. They lived up to expectations. And I like the way the offense looked, man. Chevy seemed like he got all his motors running. I mean, you know, hey, they got a little work to do, but, you know.
Yeah, but it was a respectable game.
But doesn't everybody have
a guy
like
Let's talk about a guy like Patterson, who made a fantastic I think it was a reception for about 60 yards, but took penalties on offense and didn't really help his case in the return game either. You know, so there's a guy on Ottawa who, you know, did some good things, and he also did some bad things where he's going to probably need to do some great things in this next game for Ottawa.
Uh-huh. Yep. Did you see that awesome catch in the BC game where he grabbed the ball? He was like 2 yards out of the out of bounds, and he just tagged a toe inside, and the refs called him out, and they went to challenge, and it was overturned. It was a good catch.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Was that Burnham? It was like a massive highlight catch. It was just unbelievable.
Hmm. Yeah,
I'll see
that.
If I can find the video on it and post it. It was a beautiful catch.
That's what's up. Question for
Brett,
you guys,
Brett
man.
Wayne, TDs. Go ahead, Mike.
Did anybody? Shoot, man, I lost my thunder now, man. Good gracious.
Sorry,
Eric. Back to me.
I was just mentioning that Brett Swain had a pretty big day for the Riders. Another guy who had a pretty big day was Keith Tostin, and he led the game in rushing yards with, I think, 54, 58, something like that. And, yeah, Swain had about 60 yards receiving with 2 touchdowns, so he's settling in pretty nicely with Durant developing some chemistry. And I think Saskatchewan definitely has reason to be concerned about the backup scenario, since Harry didn't necessarily play up to the potential that he has, and our other guys didn't really, really impress either. So, going to be looking for some quarterbacking improvement next game.
What about the run, man? I know everybody had to see the bowl over, like the Saskatchewan running back did to the defensive back or the safety. He
that,
ran
that was
over
a quarterback.
Like a bowling pin.
That was a quarterback, I think, wasn't it?
No, that was the running back. His first play, his first carry, he went through the hole, man. And he ran that guy over. I mean,
oh, that was
Tostin. Him over.
Yeah, that was Tostin.
Oh my gosh, man! That
you know,
was
Mike, we caught two running backs today. The one from Calgary, Clifton Smith,
mm-hmm.
He was released today, and damn, what's the other guy's name? McNeil, Curtis McNeil.
Curtis
He's
McNeil,
also been
yeah.
released. Yeah.
Wow.
So Tostin did a lot for himself that last game with that longest run and that real contact in the hole that you're talking about.
Man, that was a nice run. That was a nice run.
Yeah.
So was John Connors' run.
I missed that Calgary game. Why don't you talk about highlights, Storm, and whoever else watched that Calgary game?
Did you watch
hey,
it, Storm?
Frank, guys,
yeah.
Did y'all see the depth chart on Montreal?
Yeah, they added that receiver.
Yeah, I think that they first stringers, man, is S.J. Green, Deron Carter, Dave Stalin, and Chad Johnson.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. I think Jameer Richardson going to be on the bubble, man. Don't be surprised if they release that guy, man.
You know, more and more, and I know I'm not ignorant, I'm not stupid, you know. An old pro like, you know, Ocho Cinco knows what levers to pull with, you know, he's a seasoned pro. And I know that, you know, he's saying stuff because he's trying to do the right thing. He said he has done, I think, more to prove to me that he's, I don't want to say unselfish, but he's smart enough to not talk about himself. He doesn't seem to be as self-centered as some people may have projected him to be, or, you know, he talks
He's just
about,
not showing it.
Well, you know, Christopher, he deserves at least, you know, if he wasn't, we'd be jumping
all over. I'm just saying,
over.
He's not showing
yeah.
that at all.
And,
he's
and,
being
and,
very
and
humble,
I'm,
and that's good.
He is. Yeah, it is good. It's great. I am
yeah.
I'm truly, I'm truly pleasantly surprised with his attitude. Whether it's sincere or not isn't the important thing, really, when you think about it. It's that, you know, because there's a lot of guys whose honesty we'd rather not hear, you know.
Well, it's the same thing with Khalif when he went to Toronto, and he came back a much humbler man. And, you know, he's going to play some good football. Now, if that's what happened to Chad Johnson, and at 37 years old, finally matured into this aspect of things, and he comes in here and he keeps his head down and his nose clean and he plays some good football, I'm excited.
Oh, my God. Mike, are you sitting down?
Yeah, I'm sitting down. But
I've said that
though,
before.
But yeah, Chris said that before. And see, the thing about Chad, when Chad was in the NFL, he did the same thing. He spoke good. You know, he said and did all the right things. It was just his off-the-field issues that really screwed him. That basically was it. And, the way Montreal got that receiver card, I looked at that depth chart. They got a lot of receivers back there, man. And I just think, you know, I think Jameer Richardson days is going to be numbered, man. You know, injury prone last year, and then you're still not healthy. I mean, we both know that these contracts ain't guaranteed. So,
You want to hear something really funny, Mike?
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, okay. I was going to play a pre-recorded show, actually a repeat from New Year's. And remember we did the New Year's resolution show where we talked about New Year's resolutions and stuff? On that show, because I listened to it again, before I decided which show to broadcast, it's not like I didn't spend any time on my show. What I did was I ended up listening to the first hour and change of that show, and it was just me and John, and then you came on later, and we were doing, and I don't know what happened after about an hour and change, but you were talking about this player from the United States, and we were talking about how important it is to bring some dazzle to the CFL, you know, some guys that have some cachet that you know, people know and
swagger.
Recognize. Yeah, swagger. And you were mentioning a guy named Chad Johnson and how it would be great if the Argos would pick that guy up.
Me and Chris had a conversation, and I know Chris can remember this because if I'm not mistaken, our boy Peter Collins was in the conversation too as well when I was talking about Terrell Owens coming to the CFL.
Yeah, wow.
Because Terrell Owens had made a statement that he loves Toronto. He was putting it out there. I love Toronto, man. Toronto is a good city.
Yeah, wouldn't T.O. like T.O.?
Right. But the thing about it is when the whole speculation of T.O. was going to Toronto, a lot of B.C. Lion players were trying to get Wally Buono to bring him into B.C. and put him on a practice squad, but I don't think the money kind of meshed. I don't think they had the resources to really sign him to what they wanted. Because at the time they had Arlen Bruce, Dante Marsh, all them guys was like, hey, bring T.O. in. We want to bring him in. But they didn't really get the paperwork, and it didn't really pan out the way it's supposed to be. Because he was supposed to be a B.C. Lion.
Yeah, well, Chad Johnson was supposed to be a B.C. Lion. That's where he wanted to play, right? I mean, that was his original tweet, and then him and Wally had a talk, and Wally said, no go.
Yep.
Right?
But
so,
see, though?
The big boys want to come up here. They want to come play for BC. Why? Because we're great.
But you know what, though? I think if he wanted to play for BC, I think with Montreal owning his rights, I think they would have to do some type of trade for the rights, though. You see what I'm saying?
Who? Well, BC had him on the neg list, and they released him to Montreal.
Okay.
I didn't find that out till after because I basically said Jim Pop's a dick for going off and signing him on the neg list when the Lions were talking with him, but actually BC had him on the list, and they released him, and then Pop picked him up. So, you know, I got no bad comments about Jim Pop for that one. All above board.
Mm-hmm. And, man,
I don't like this area code.
Who?
We're not sure I like this area code.
Is it Revenue Canada?
I'm phoning somebody,
don't phone the area code.
No.
I got
604 BC.
It's Charles.
Of course it is. I sent him a message saying he wanted to be on, and I you know.
Well, we were all on that Facebook group, you know, the Frank.
Yeah, no, he said, Frank, I want to be on the show, and that was the other reason why I felt bad. I said, well, as soon as I realized that the original intent didn't work, I said, well, I might as well put on the show real quick and let people know they got 13 minutes to join us. We'll go a little bit over time. As you all know, you can't call. I don't know if you can call in. Can you call in?
No, you cannot. I tried the other night when I got cut off.
Okay, and that's my concern. You can't call in. I lose my phone.
Can't call up.
I lose my phone when I go in overtime.
So if you're not connected, you're not connected. I don't know about whether you can get in with Skype or anything else, but the phone line goes dead.
That one I don't know either. That's another lesson to be learned. So welcome to the program, Charles Cliff.
Hello, guys.
DC fan.
Hey, Charles.
Absolutely.
Buddy. Hey, Charles.
Hello.
Welcome
finally
to
on. Out in
is Bruce on the show?
Same neck of the woods as Chris.
No, Bruce isn't here. I've been looking for Bruce, too, but, you know, he usually goes to bed pretty early. He's not a late guy.
He was
no,
on.
No, I said same neck of the woods as Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charles is out here
awesome.
With me in B.C.
Yeah, I'm out
but,
in Abbotsford. Abbotsford, B.C.
Oh, that's a nice
Bruce
place.
Bruce was on the show. Bruce was in the group earlier on, and he said he's going to take his boomer for a walk and go to bed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he does. It's you know, he's Eastern Time's a whole different kettle of fish.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Charles
it is.
Cliff is in BC. He's in Abbotsford, BC. And do you happen to
That's
be a BC
am,
fan?
By the way. You know that?
What's that?
Are you a BC fan?
Oh yes, BC fan.
Oh,
season ticket holder.
Another one.
Yeah.
Are you
We're
as pompous as the other
everywhere.
Guy? Are you as pompous as the other guy?
At times more so, but that's okay.
Oh, God, that's really scary now. Charles,
hey,
we're going to throw you over a cliff.
Compared to some of these guys.
Charles,
Frank, I really
Charles is a gentleman and a scholar.
Yes.
There you go.
Very much so.
Hey, can Storm say something here?
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys
Storm.
Talked about it because I was on the phone late there, but did you guys talk about... much about the Calgary-Winnipeg game at all?
No,
that's
we were waiting
for
you to do it.
Go ahead.
We asked you.
Go ahead.
And you were busy.
Break
you were busy
down.
Doing whatever you were doing. Yeah,
yeah.
Go for it.
Well,
we asked you to.
I break it down as in, you know, that third-string quarterback from Calgary. He's from Hawaii. I forget his name.
Yeah.
And he's not too bad.
Don Hope.
But Levi Mitchell and Tate, that's going to be a hard one, but I still think it's going to be Levi Mitchell. And I love Nick Lewis for coming out at the end of the game and giving that winning field goal rookie a hug and whatever else sort of thing. So,
you know,
well, Nick Lewis,
you guys remember Rob from Ottawa mentioning that kicker and how he was going to make a big splash this preseason? Well, he won the game the other day. So Robbie was right.
Frank called Bruce.
Personally, I think they're best off to go with a guy like Bo Levi Mitchell. And the reason I take him over Tate is just Tate has so many injury problems. I think it's 3 years in a row now. He has not been able to stay healthy. So maybe go with the guy Mitchell and then bring Tate off the bench might be a better option.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Frank?
That'll piss off
did I hear
Tate,
what?
But shit happens.
Phone Bruce.
No.
Tate.
I refuse.
Phone Bruce.
I refuse.
He just messaged me.
I refuse. I'm not calling Bruce. Forget about it. I can't call Bruce. I don't want to call Bruce. I want nothing to do with Bruce.
I'll go
well, after
shot.
Looking at those. Now, there he is.
I was
what
ready. I was
after
ready
posting that picture of him in those tights.
Hey, man, I look sexy in those tights, buddy.
I'm like, okay, that's a different story in itself.
Maybe
hey,
the boomer.
Hey, what's up, Boomer? That.
Come on.
How's everybody doing?
Bruce? Crotchless panties? No, that's just...
Oh, God.
From the CFL here.
No.
Oof.
Hey, guys,
everybody
you know
going?
What? You know what? Let's Storm finish what he was saying. So we kind of
yeah,
interrupted
why don't
him.
Do
go ahead, Storm.
Yeah. Good call, Mike.
Well, about Calgary, the thing is that I've watched the whole game from end to finish, and... You know, there's ups and downs. Winnipeg's got their second game. Calgary's got their first. So a lot of rookies for Calgary in the second half. And it just didn't look like the first half. But, I mean, that's what happens when you have your name players out of the category, but I still like the way John Cornick ran when he had time to be in there, and he's gonna be number one record holder for the running backs again. Plain and simple.
How did you watch the game?
On TV.
Okay, so you had TSN, and then TSN was broadcasting the game.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, TSN isn't broadcasting all the exhibition games. We were having a short conversation, and we were kind of, you know, lamenting the fact that not every game is available to all the fans everywhere.
I remember the two Friday games this week were the ones being televised.
Montreal-Hamilton.
And then BC Calgary.
What? BC Calgary is being televised, isn't it?
Yeah, BC Calgary and Montreal-Hamilton.
We're not playing Montreal, we're playing Toronto.
Excuse me, Toronto.
Yeah, that would go suck, buddy. But that's not being televised either. And I think the reason being on that is because it's that Varsity Stadium, isn't it, boys?
Yeah.
So TSN probably doesn't want to move all the cameras and stuff in there just like they did Ron Joyce.
Yeah, no. BC Calgary game is televised.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the schedule right now.
They're playing in a stadium, right?
Do we really care,
there's only,
Bruce?
There's only one game
not televised. Do you
and
I?
You're
going
to televise Ticats game.
Obviously, nobody cares about Hamilton, Toronto because it's not being televised. And if they cared about it, they would put in the effort. But they
I don't want the game televised. I want to selfishly watch it on my own, live and in person.
Want to televise? My opinion. You want to televise one game? You televise them all.
That's right.
Yeah.
All kidding aside.
There's no excuse for this.
The conversation was, even if they broadcast, if they stream the CFL webpage, right? The CFL webpage, at the very least, maybe not even TSN, because TSN, you know, they're high profile. You know, they don't want to put crap that's not 100% professional, right? But I'm sure the CFL.
One thing to consider at Varsity Stadium: do they have the actual facilities to carry out a television broadcast?
No, it's
not
the
a
question.
Normal used stadium. It's just a small stadium there. So, do they actually have the proper facilities to do a proper broadcast?
Well, I wouldn't think they don't because the CIS broadcasts games out of there. You know,
fair enough.
I believe the UFT Blues play out of there, don't they? I believe. The football team I'm talking of.
I know
they
do, just like
the
McMaster
back in 1949. Look at how that looked.
Actually, Varsity Stadium is nothing like it used to be. Varsity Stadium is nothing like it used to be.
I've never been there, so I've never seen it.
No, it's not that far down.
No.
It's by the museum.
Okay.
It's by Bloor Street. So if you know Toronto at all, Bloor Street is okay. Well, Bloor Street is where the subway line is, which is far north of the water. And I used to, back 20 years ago, do play-by-play for the UFT Blues, York Yeoman and such, CIS games, hockey, football, all that stuff. So I spent a lot of time down there. It's nothing like it used to be. There aren't as many seats as there used to be. There used to be two sets of seats on each side. They turned their back on you know, any kind of stadium, really, of any kind of reputation there. You know, it's more of a facility to participate rather than to compete, if you follow what I'm saying.
Right.
Right. How many people does it hold?
No more than 3,000 or 4,000, my friend.
Yeah.
That's it, eh?
Wow.
Well,
it's only one.
Are the Jays playing at home this weekend or something?
But do you think the Argos want to pay that kind of rent for an exhibition game?
Well, then why is it Thursday? Why can't they do it Friday or Saturday or Sunday?
I thought they had a lease with the Rogers Center. How does that work then? Doesn't it include preseason games?
Well, the lease doesn't include the preseason games, obviously. That's my take. You know, I'm not going to sit here and be the expert about the Argos because the expert's not here.
Yeah, but you guys played exhibition games at Rogers Center. You did last year.
Mm-mm.
So what's the difference?
No, they didn't.
Nuh-uh. We played at Varsity, buddy.
Yep.
Played against Montreal, against
game.
Varsity.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Huh. Okay. My bad.
No.
Well, guys, I want to know, is anybody looking at the schedule right now?
that
can tell me, okay, what games, any Toronto-Hamilton games on the 26th of July? Because I can't look at the schedule right now because I'm...
26th of July is Toronto versus in Saskatchewan or Ottawa in Hamilton?
Ottawa in Hamilton would be your best bet.
Yeah,
is that the Tim Hortons opening, Tim Hortons Field?
No.
I believe it is.
Yeah.
26,
yeah,
I think
that's
it
the first home
that's
game.
That's the home open.
I think I better jump on getting me some tickets then.
That would be a good game.
Do that.
Mike, that would be a great game to get.
Yeah.
Oh, they're down to very few, Mike.
Yeah.
For that opening game.
Wow. Let us know if you need some help there, man.
And they still got some work to do to finish that stadium. Well, I saw pictures a couple of days ago. They're going to be working up to the last day, I think.
Yeah, but they're further ahead than the Hamilton Stadium.
They are there.
Oh, yeah.
How about Edmonton? How good did that look? Hey, with the new seats.
Yeah.
Are they cushy?
You know what, guys?
Of course, it's ugly. It's green.
And yellow.
All green.
Yeah,
yellow. Yeah. Oh,
and
when
yellow.
I go there, I'm gonna bring my own red seat.
I don't think you have to be an Eskimos fan to admit that green and that yellow go well together on the color palette. And, you know, I think their stadium looks fantastic from an international-type perspective. You know, like people that don't even know about the Eskimos are appreciating that color scheme.
Okay,
At least they'll be the only one in the stadium with a red seat.
Allow me to do the regular thing when we go into overtime, folks. You're listening to the Candid Frank Live Show. We have Bruce John Inch, a new member here. It's Chucky Cliff. We have Mike Townsend. We have, of course, Storm Schmidt. We have Kelly Bale. And, of course, we have Christopher Jones. And you're listening to Candid Frank. The CFL is the greatest football, the best football in the world. And we are going to cut away from the live portion of the program, and if you want to continue listening, we'll ask that you rewind and jump to this part of the program. This is bonus time. We're in the bonus right now, folks. Overtime.
Randall,
so,
overtime.
There you go. So I just wanted to...
The 35-yard line?
Yeah. 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 And there is... never mind. So sorry. Where were we? And let's pick up where we left off.
We're talking about the Edmonton seats that are across between snot yellow and piss yellow and snot green.
Okay, in my opinion, green and yellow don't belong together. As much as green and white don't belong together.
Exactly.
No.
I don't think green belongs.
What does green go with then? What does green go with then, Frank?
It doesn't.
Does green go with pink for you?
Green is green
ugly color. Green and pink
you
is
know,
good.
You know what? I got to say this because the temptation, guys, is to everybody wants to go to the color black. You know, so yes. for teams like Edmonton and Saskatchewan, and I'm going to throw my Argos in there too. You know, where black, you know, it's a scary color, and everybody wants to have their version of black. And I guess we can also throw Montreal in there. Montreal doesn't worry about having any kind of black uniform, but everybody else does. Or the Bombers, you're right.
So,
but you know, BC has their black. BC has their black.
The best looking uniforms in the league.
Who does?
Who do?
St. Peter's.
Well, if you want to go with the...
That's an opinion.
No way.
I think
are from the East, of course you're going to say no.
No, absolutely not. No. Hear us out. Hear us out. Hear us out, man. Ottawa out. Let's count Ottawa out because, really, they've done a real good job in the East for black. Like, the Ticats are black and yellow. Black and yellow, black and yellow. That's their colors. Those are their colors.
Black and gold.
Okay, black and gold. Okay.
We're not Pittsburgh Steelers.
I get you. I feel you. But you look out west. You look out west. It's a tie between Calgary and BC. I mean, we all know that the Halloween uniforms that BC provides are very beautiful.
Yes, they are.
Third black ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took mine in to get letter the other day. I will be getting it back and show you guys my new picture
awesome.
Of me with my new jersey.
For a time, my favorite team in the NFL were the Oakland Raiders. So does that tell you something about silver and black?
Silver and black, yeah.
I love those two colors together.
BC had silver and black in the late 90s, didn't they? Was it
early
90s? Charles, early 90s?
Early 90s.
I love silver
and
black.
Matt,
about 91 till about 90, I want to think 95, 96.
Yeah.
They had
Matt Dunnigan
the black,
era.
They had the silver helmets and silver pants with the black jerseys, and the shoulders had orange stripes on them.
Yeah.
Looked
awesome.
Yeah.
And I love silver and black together.
Yeah.
And they're almost silver and black, those ghost uniforms that they wear now, which I refer to as the Halloween jerseys. Sorry.
They played it on Halloween.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Very
impressive. Them on Halloween, so it was good.
Very impressive.
The uniform is gunmetal black, is how they call it.
Gunmetal black.
Yes. Yeah. Impressive.
Cliff, do you have one? Charles, do you have one?
No, I don't have one because right at the beginning of the season last year, I got a brand new orange one. So, and then they come out halfway through the season with those black ones, but that's next on my list to get.
Okay. I got one for Christmas, and I was all excited, but my sister-in-law who bought it for me thought I was much smaller than I really am, and which is kind of embarrassing. She bought me a medium. So when I was at the Fan Fest the other day down in Vancouver where I met Charles, I bought another uniform, so I gave the little one to my son, so now we'll both have one.
There you go. My daughter's bought me, I'm a double blue fan. My daughter's bought me a single blue jersey. Oh, well, really, T-shirt. Of course, Italy in the soccer, so.
Oh, yeah.
So my colors are always blue. Toronto is blue everything, the Leafs, the Argos. Actually, the
Raptors.
The Raptors are
they're purple.
They're
There's
red.
Something wrong.
They're more
yeah,
red
and then,
now.
And then of course the soccer team are the Reds, and the baseball team is blue. Whatever, but yeah, it's
you
great.
Got the blues.
Yeah, we always have the blues. Look at the teams we have.
Why don't the Maple Leafs, Frank, have a red alternate jersey ever? I mean.
You know, I have always, you're 100% right, and I have always thought it would be awesome if they, and this might sound crazy to you guys, but I mean completely red with just tiny pinstripes of white would look incredible.
Yeah,
with a maple leaf.
It would.
Unbelievable.
I
red and
win
a Stanley
awesome.
Cup since 1967, and then maybe could take that choice.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's
before I was born.
I don't know why people are so upset about the Leafs not winning the Cup in 50 years. It's not like they have fans that actually care about winning.
47 years.
Right. Uh-huh. They've displayed time and time again that winning
Bruce
isn't a priority.
Other than Bruce Johnson, nobody really cares if they win.
47. I was born the day they won the Cup, man, May 2nd, 67.
And finally you admit he's a jinx.
I am, man. I am. I was born when my dad was back in the days where the old man didn't go in. And my dad was watching a hockey game while my mom was pushing me out, man. That's the way it went. Fuck that. There's a hockey game on.
Yeah.
Those are the old days. Those are the old days.
Yeah.
But Oscar Wallace, I got to get going here, Frank, and I appreciate it, and I'll give you a call Wednesday
Mr. Cliff, I'm looking at you, and you look like you're about, 62?
63? Yeah, 63. Yeah. Cut that in half, and you're closer.
32. Just having fun with you, my friend. Welcome to the program. Thank you for taking the time to be on the show, especially under, such short notice.
That's okay, no problem. I plan to come on
you.
More.
Charles Cliff.
Yes.
BC Abbotsford resident and BC Lions fan. Thank you for being on the program.
Well, welcome.
All right. So, there you go.
Satchmo.
Oh, wait a minute. You know who went? Mr. Schmidt went.
You went?
Oh, yeah. That was Stormy.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, Schmidt went. Oh.
Hey, guys, you know, to get back to football real quick, I want to ask you guys a question, and I can hear y'all answers individually. After watching the weekend Calgary-Winnipeg game, is there should Winnipeg be alarmed the way their offense is played?
Oh, somebody should be alarmed.
but only because they have a young quarterback. And guys, let's be clear here. He's the key to their offense, and if it's suffering, he's the reason.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that as an insult. I mean that as a...
So this is, I think, 5 games out of the chute for Winnipeg, and that's looking like a negative.
Yeah.
Guys, don't you think it's going to be a slow start for them? Because, you know, working in a quarterback, in the CFL, it's all about the quarterback. All about the quarterback.
And not only that, dealing with a brand new head coach is just going to expedite or make things even more tough because it's a new scheme completely and a new quarterback. So it's really a whole learning curve. I don't expect the Bombers to be very competitive for the first half of the year because they're really going to go through some growing pains, both with the coach and with the quarterback.
Well, we lost Kelly too, by the way.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Bye, Kelly.
Yep.
I see that he's gone as well.
I'm just typing away here. I'm still working.
Yeah, no. When you look at Winnipeg, new coaching staff, floor to ceiling. You know what I mean? Like it's not like they're revamping their coaching staff.
It was an overhaul.
It was a complete overhaul. You know, the quarterback's coach, the offensive coach, the quarterback. You know, and they've made quite a few changes on their front line as well. So, you know, well, you don't have to make many for it to become an experience to gel, right? So, yeah, they're going to have a slow start. They're going to have a slow start.
I think Drew Willey did pretty good, though, for his being a dirty man. You know, I did.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, like I said, I believe that he may not – like a lot of people said, oh, he did great. Well, that's because they're talking like they don't expect much. But
yeah.
I think he can do a lot better.
I wouldn't say he did great.
I think he can do better. Yeah, no, I didn't mean you in particular. I didn't mean you in particular. But I think he can do a lot better. There's a huge upside on that guy. There's a huge upside.
Well,
huge.
What was the in the first game against Toronto, what was the name of the young quarterback that came in late? I'm trying to remember
that. Pat Call?
Pardon?
Pat Call?
Pat Call,
it was the other guy.
Paschal.
Paschal. Yeah.
Something like Pat Call, Paschal.
And played pretty well. And
number four on the list.
Afterwards, and there's people saying, oh, this guy should be the starter. Based on what? Having a good outing against fourth and fifth string guys? I mean, and people are saying, oh, get rid of Drew Willey. I mean, you got to get
Charles,
the guy. Yeah?
But, Charles, don't you think that that's good news? You know, in my opinion, you know, I think it's great when players play well because it makes the ones in front of them play even better, right? They're a motivator, man.
No, I agree
it's
with
good.
That, but I think people tend to overreact sometimes.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
you
but that's
see a young
man.
Guy comes in late, has a little bit of success, and then you got guys the next day, well, he should be the starter. But you got
he only had like four attempts.
They're only fans. That's a fan reaction.
I realize that, but I think people just jump the gun a little bit.
They always do.
Yeah.
Well,
he was the
happen,
only one to score a touchdown, actually, in the game.
Well, that's true. Yeah, but I think Willie will be fine there. He's just got to get some experience under his belt. He's never been a full-time starter before length of time. He's going to take some getting used to.
Yeah, but Charles, you're 100% right. You're overselling the guy. The guy hasn't put together two or three games in a season, for goodness sake.
Right. Oh, I know. That's why he's saying
it's even worse.
Curve.
You're even understating what I'm saying.
Let me explain something to Charles about Drew Willey. Hey, Charles, let me explain something to you about Drew Willey that I had to explain months before. Everybody think that Drew Willey has not had a season being a starter as a quarterback. Drew Willey has won two championships in the UFL in the United States for the Las Vegas Locomotives as a full-time starter at a quarterback. So the guy has experience starting.
Just not in the CFL, that's all.
Just not in the CFL.
But you know what, Mike, in all fairness, Mike, most of the quarterbacks that play in the CFL have a great history somewhere.
Yeah,
you know, otherwise they wouldn't be.
That's right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Otherwise they
nope,
wouldn't be.
Nobody
there.
Gets to where they are that way.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
But that's not to undermine what you said, because you're right. He played pro, and he won championships, and, you know, this isn't a college, you know, a guy cold from college, right?
No.
Now we lost Mike. Mike got upset and left.
I don't think he got upset and left.
No,
like
I don't.
He threw through a soft spot. Now he can't get back. Kelly's jumping up and down on Facebook about not being dropped too. So
I didn't do it, guys. The last thing I'm going to do is drop anybody. Trust me. I don't care who you are. I'm not going to drop you.
Right.
Yeah, I just watched him leave. It's probably Blog Talk Radio making sure that we don't use up the full extra hour, you know, that we normally try to use. And we're only in 14 minutes past our original timeline that we would normally have. So we're not in that deep. And I don't know how to – I wish I knew how to bring them back in. You know, if there was a trick to bringing them back in, I'd be more than willing to do it.
The one thing I did was I got Kelly to go see if he could get in on Skype.
Oh, then we'll get that answer that you were asking before, right?
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, but – so he says he's listening – however, he's listening right now.
Oh, mm-hmm. Kelly.
I got a thumbs up, so.
So this is definitely a show of attrition.
Yeah, it's whoever laughs the longest.
Left and right.
Yeah,
I'm betting on
hey,
these guys.
Charles, yeah. If we got you here and it's getting quieter in here. Do you remember that catch in the BC Lions game where the guy grabbed the ball out of bounds and dragged a toe in just before it got in?
That was a fantastic catch.
It was beautiful. Who was that?
Oh, and you're gonna, I knew you were going to ask me the name, and for the life of me, I can't remember the guy's name.
Well, I'm trying to find a video replay of it,
I'm
but I don't know
to,
how to search for it.
Let me look it up. I'm going to try and look it up right now.
Okay.
Oh, that BC game?
Yeah, the BC game. It was an amazing catch. It's one of the best catches I've seen in a long time. Actually,
yeah.
Fred Stamps' catch in the first quarter for the touchdown was pretty awesome, too.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. When I watch that play in real time, I'm like, oh, he's out of bounds. He's out of bounds. Because it looked, I mean, in real time, in his regular speed, it looked like he was out of bounds. But when you watch the replay, and just the way he drug his feet to keep it in bounds was just unreal.
He was like 8 inches inside, and the refs called him out. It was just it was an amazing play. The ball was out of bounds. Without question, the ball was out of bounds.
The ball was clearly out of bounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Usak, maybe?
Possibly. I'm trying to look up the stats right now to try and see if I can maybe the names on the stat sheet will the names on the will trigger
I don't
my
think
memory
it was
because
Burnham.
I can't remember the name.
Because Burnham, he had a couple of really bad drops in the beginning, and then he scored that touchdown in the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he did. I don't think that was him on the sidelines.
I don't think he was playing at that time. I think Burnham came in the game later.
Well, he played in the first quarter. Because he dropped his two very
right,
simple passes.
He dropped
passes.
A couple, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I think they pulled him out and then brought him back in, and he scored the touchdown.
That's right.
But, you know, if you look at it, guys, the preseason games, who's surprised by any of the victories?
No. I never get surprised, no matter what sport, no matter what, who wins what.
Well,
but,
I mean,
I would have been shocked if Winnipeg had won a game.
What was
really
that, Bruce?
Green, really young
I think
team.
The Saskatchewan game was pretty good.
It was a great game, but nobody was shocked that the Riders beat Ottawa. Nobody was shocked that Hamilton beat Montreal. Nobody was shocked that BC beat Edmonton. Nobody was shocked that Toronto beat Winnipeg. Right? They were all the teams that we expected to win.
Right, right.
Okay, that's what I mean. There was no, look what happened.
Yeah, but, you know, Saskatchewan just squeaked that one out too, bud. You know, I think Ottawa gave them more of a run for their money than you guys are letting on.
No, without question, it was a great game. I mean, BC won, beat Edmonton on the last play of the game, right? I mean, none of these games were blowouts. They were all very good, close really low-scoring, good defensive battles. They were good football. Well, I won't say they were good football, but they were entertaining football.
Yeah, well, they were entertaining finish anyways.
Yeah. I mean, if you could watch the last 2 minutes of any one of these games and be entertained.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I was somewhat impressed that the Lions had a majority of their starting defense out of the lineup and still only gave up 11 points.
Yeah. They left 25 veterans at home.
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay,
yes,
Bruce,
true.
You remember you asked before why they don't take the starting quarterback over on a road game in the exhibition? We left 25 veterans at home.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly, can you hear what they're saying?
Ooh, yeah.
Who? Not really, and I can
barely
hear
you.
But...
I can hear you. Him on the radio?
No,
on
the
phone.
I called him on his home line. I called him on the home phone. If he could get sound, I have a speaker, like not this phone. I could switch the phones around at some point.
If I was on a phone, I could conference call him in. But I'm on my
Skype. You can't do that.
No, I can't.
But you guys can hear Kelly, right? You guys can hear Kelly, right?
Barely. Yeah, I can just kind of hear the volume. I can't even make out really what he's saying.
Kelly, text me or send me a Facebook message with your phone number.
Kelly, send the.
Oh, never mind. I just got my phone back.
I can give you his number. I can send you his number.
Because I can conference call him into Skype.
Can you?
I think so.
I'm just saying we're trying to figure out a way to solve this problem where people get knocked out and then can't get back in.
What is it? Like just like a phone or is that a video too?
It's video too.
Yeah,
so you can see Kelly, or you can see whoever was on Skype.
Put you in on Skype.
Oh wow.
Now hang on, okay?
Does that mean Christopher, you need his phone number?
I have his phone number.
Okay, because I could send it to you.
All right, Kelly, I'm going to hang
up. Yeah, no, I just got my cell phone back.
Okay,
so okay. Kelly's going to hang up.
Otherwise,
so what happened to the first hour tonight, though, buddy?
Long story short, I was going to do a replay. I had a replay from January 1st or 2nd, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay, I saw that posted with you and John.
Oh, okay, see, you see, Christopher?
I saw it posted,
but I clicked the link, John.
I mean, I clicked the link, Frank, and it just took me to the show that was supposed to be on tonight. It gave me the countdown from 70 minutes.
Yeah, and what I think I should have done was even though I wasn't doing the show live, I should have brought up my studio and let the recording play, and I didn't.
Oh, okay.
So
you were planning on being on until 11 anyway, or were you just
No. I wasn't planning on being on at all. I was planning on taking the night off and just playing a replay.
Oh,
and it didn't work. And then I went
to
listen to the last part of the replay, and I realized it didn't work. And that's why we're doing the show right now, because the replay did not work.
No, you can't do replays. You put us all in turmoil.
Yeah, we all want it in.
My phone's getting charged anyways.
When's your last practice out there, Frank? Your last camp day?
I have no idea, and I don't care.
No? Have you been going out to them?
Nope.
No? No?
Cool.
No. Nope.
No, you know what? This year I've only been to one, and I just got no interest, because half these guys are going to be gone next week anyway.
I'm disappointed because the team didn't have at least as far as I know, they never told me about it. Anyway, we never had a town hall.
What do you mean? I thought you guys had a fan appreciation day.
We had a fan day.
Yeah.
At least you had that. We never had shit. We never had nothing, man. I guess they had something after the exhibition game. You could walk down and say hi to the players. But I suppose for getting your season tickets.
Hey. You guys hear Kelly?
Yeah, we can hear him now.
Okay, I just called him in.
Good for you. Thank you, Christopher.
No worries. I can bring more people in, too, if you want. You want me to bring Mike back in?
If you know his number, right?
Of course I do.
Okay. Call Mike and bring him back in if he wants to come back in. We're now 22 minutes in. We're going to take a short break.
because it's very unprofessional at us talking about, you know, bringing guys in. It's almost like we don't know what we're doing.
We'll take a short break.
Part two of
the lines of scrimmage in the Canadian game
rule.
Are a yard apart rather than on the tips of the ball. How do you think that would affect play?
Hey, you know, the difference is, hey, NFL, we're like this, right?
Right.
Right here, you're going inside, boy, you're going to get it.
Right.
You're going
right.
outside, I'm going with you, right?
Right.
Okay. But in ball, now I got to square up. I got to square up and look at you, right? And when you start to make a move, then I'm going to turn my hips, all right? You're going to go? I'm going to go. Go.
There you go.
Ooh. Get out of there. Get out of there. You got it. That's football Canadian style.
How you doing today, sir? Right on. You think the NFL going to three downs is a good idea? You like a 20-second play clock? No fair catch rule up there. A lot more scoring. CFL. Thanks a lot. Not getting much out of this guy. CFL. That's where the action is.
It's all about being Canadian, you know? I met Clemens one night, pinball, and there was about 10 of us, and he remembered everybody's name when he left. He said, Chris, see you later. Mark, see you later. Tim, see you later. And he remembered everybody's name. I was so taken back by that. I was like, you know, here's a person that doesn't have to know who you are, but chooses to because he knows, you know, you're important. It's about being a person. It's what you can do with it, not what you can get out of it. And I think that's good. That's what I like about the CFL.
1, 2, 3. We're the Argo Cheerleaders, and you're listening to the Candace Frank Live Show.
One, two, three.
We're the Argo Cheerleaders, and you're listening to the Candace Frank Live Show.
Yay! Go, Frank.
There you go, Frank.
Thank you, sis.
You know what being down by 20 at halftime means? Sweet, diddly, jack, squat! Why? Because you can storm back. I know it, you know it, they know it. Tucked into their little beds tonight, they don't want to be haunted by you crossing that goal line. Well, it's time to give them a nightmare. And cross it!
All right, welcome back to the program. This is Candid Frank. The CFL is the best football in the world, a phrase heard around the world. And the biggest thing that I can tell you is that if you join our CFL group, you will not be bored. And if you like living dangerously, just have a conversation with Christopher because you can be booted out of the group within a second.
Just don't make it personal.
As soon as you use Christopher's name, Christopher thinks it's personal.
Okay, Frank, I got Mike Townsend on the line now.
Oh, do you?
Mike, say hi.
Hello, Frank. I'm back.
There you go. Okay, so we figured out a way to override this issue where nobody can be called or call in, and in fact probably even Skype in after we go into overtime. We have resolved that issue. We just got to make sure Christopher's around, and he has plenty of, plenty of opportunity to
I can add
do
more
his
people.
Group thing. I know you. How many can you add up to?
I don't know. I keep getting the plus sign, so as long as I can keep adding
there
people, I can add people.
Well, I'm allowed to have 50 people here at this. I can have 50
oh,
people
wow.
in the group at once. 50 or 100, I forget. And then you go a level up, and it's like 300. And how would you understand anything with 300 people in the same group?
Wow. It would be a war.
Wouldn't it? I mean, can you imagine?
Terrible.
Can you imagine how many mics
Manasseh
I have to
and
use?
John.
Oh, God.
You would
can
have
you imagine
to be
how many
highly
mics have
produced.
To use? Very. And by the way, it sounds pretty good. I'm impressed with the quality. I mean, Christopher, of course, you sound like you normally do because you're on Skype. But both Mike and Kelly sound like they normally do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. It's amazing.
I should download that Skype.
Cool.
No.
You know what?
Well, hang on a second. Are you – do you have them on Skype or on your phone?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I don't have – my phone is on my desk. It's turned off.
Oh, okay, so they're on Skype.
I Skype into you on a telephone line, okay? I don't Skype in because I've never got the Skype to work going to Blog Talk. But I phone you because
okay.
I have a unlimited North American calling package on Skype. So I just phoned in like everybody else would use their cell phone. Okay? I'm using Skype to do it. Now,
part of
Skype allows me to conference other people in. So I have brought Kelly and Mike in. So I can talk to you unlimited for no dollars. It cost me $37 a year to have unlimited calling anywhere in North America.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
I got a headset with a microphone, and it's cordless, so I walk around my house with my football in my hand, Mike's football, the one that he gave me, the indoor league one, because it fits my hand perfect. And I just walk around the house pacing around with my headset on like I'm – like what was that show, Wall Street? Yeah, just like Michael Douglas did in Wall Street, pacing around with his headset on, acting
greed
like
is
a hot
good.
Shot.
I can picture you saying greed
is good.
Good.
And I got a football in my hand, and
I
I'm juggling
got that
the football.
Pictured. I'm going to have flipping nightmares now.
I feel really out of date.
You mean
–
don't you mean like Dr. Evil with that bald
Dr.
cat?
Dr. Evil with your little pinky in your mouth?
I never watched that show.
Ever watched Austin Powers?
I've never seen it.
Wow.
I can't watch stupid shows. It just it bothers me.
How do you know it's stupid if you haven't seen it? See?
Austin Powers is dumb.
You haven't
it's
seen it, so you
my
can't call it dumb.
Level. I can't watch it. It's like watching Monty Python.
That's like a little kid. What do you want to do?
Okay, now slow down.
I don't know.
Now slow down. Don't be ridiculing. Yeah, don't be ridiculing Monty Python.
Yeah, it's not funny.
It's hilarious.
Let's move back to football.
Come back here. I'll bite your leg.
You probably
right,
don't
Charles?
Like these stooges either.
Right,
no.
Charles? Come back here. I'll bite your leg.
Yeah, and the last one is come back here and I'll headbutt you to death. My sister used to watch it all the time. It just annoys the hell out of me.
Hey Frank, I got something I got to tell you guys.
Hello.
Hello.
What happened?
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
It was Frank. It was a soundbite from Monty Python.
Right.
You don't know the Three Stooges, man? That's the
really?
Three Stooges. That ain't no Monty Python.
Give him a slap.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I never saw
that. That's
hey, check this out, Frank. I'm going to wait till he going to be back in the country probably next month. But after, you know, the CFL kind of calms down a little bit and we need a good interview, I have a friend of mine that plays for the Belgrade Blue Devils
Ooh.
Over in Serbia, and we
wow.
should bring him on the line, man, so we can hear about how football is played over there in Serbia.
Oh, hell yes.
With a rifle.
Wow.
With a rifle.
Yeah, no kidding.
And they play American football over in Serbia, so he plays overseas, and from what he was telling me, man, he makes good money playing over there, too.
Really?
Good
what what's considered good money in Serbia?
Well, he makes probably about maybe what $3,000 a week.
Wow. Yeah, that's familiar, Mike. A lot of us have Adam Rita on our Facebook pages and stuff like that, and he coached in Switzerland this year, and he was quoting their average salary is about $4,000 of Switzerland dollars.
And
Swiss
franc,
US dollar, Swiss francs, or those euros.
And by the way,
yeah,
he's agreed
euros.
To be on the program in August.
Yeah, he said when he comes back. I told him, I said, yeah, because he's trying to get to the CFL after the season over with. And I told him, I said, man, we need to bring you on the show.
What does he want to
still
name associated?
Myself for? I think he's still associated with the Argos.
If he's making $3K a year in Serbia or $3K a week in Serbia, he's only making $2,700 a game in the CFL as an entrance level minimum wage player.
Yeah.
It would be a step down in dollars
to come here.
But
yeah,
you know what I think?
Well, of course,
the
cost of living here is much higher, no?
Yeah, I think what it is, he'd rather come back and play in the CFL. Where he can be closer to his, you know, his family
and
his kids, you know what I'm saying?
I understand that. I'm just saying that it would be a step backwards in money to come to the
CFL.
Yeah,
but you have to admit, Christopher, here the worst thing people lob at you are insults. There, a little different.
Well, unless you're in Saskatchewan, then it's beer cans.
Beer cans and pieces of watermelon.
It gives a whole new meaning to the term shotgun in football.
No, that's a good shotgun formation. With an SKS.
Shotgun formation. It's where you lie on your stomach.
Well, I tell you what, Christopher, man, when you get a chance to go on Facebook, go on my friends list, and look up Juice Atkins. He's from Detroit. So
I was speaking with Juice not that long ago.
Yep. Yep, he plays in Serbia.
Juicy.
Went on Frank's thing. I was just looking at the thing. And
hey, now that you mention the name Juice. It's 20 years since O.J. Simpson got away with the murder of his wife and her friend.
That's an assumption.
Until tomorrow.
He was never proved guilty.
If
that's
it don't fit, you must acquit. If the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
Yeah.
The glove did not fit him.
Hello. The glove did not fit.
If you've ever seen the 30 for 30 ESPN documentaries, there was actually a really good one I was just watching either yesterday or the night before, and it was discussing the day of the Bronco chase, which was June 17th, and all of the big sports, there was a bunch of big sports happenings on that day that were already overshadowed by the Bronco chase. You had the World Cup opening.
Friday night.
You had Arnold Palmer's last round at the U.S. Open. You had Knicks and the Rockets in the NBA
playoff.
Finals.
Oh, yeah, that's right, too, eh?
Yeah, that was all in the
everything
was
oriented to watch this low-speed cars chase.
Yeah,
but I remember watching that. I
remember
about you
ordering
guys.
A pizza and watching it. My wife and I were freaking out watching it, going, is this
really
happening?
There's only a couple of things I'll remember, or we'll remember the rest of our lives, and that's
you
one.
You know, that's probably the most memorable thing after 9/11.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, if you just Google the word Bronco, the third thing down is the O.J. Simpson Bronco chase remembered 20 years later.
Yeah.
The guy that bought the Bronco, you know the guy that bought the Bronco?
Yeah.
He rents it out for weddings and stuff.
He does. That's right.
No way. That would be so cool.
that would be almighty dollar.
You're going to have 90 cops chasing you or what?
The almighty dollar.
Al Collins was the guy driving the Bronco, eh?
His
buddy.
Former NFL player.
His buddy.
And current NFL agent. At the time, he was an agent. Yep.
So that's another time in history. So another thing to look at in history is we've gone 3 years in a row where the Grey Cup has been won by the home team. It all began in British Columbia, and it all began with the BC Lions.
And it's all going to end in Whitney
Cup. I think it is. I think when the Argos raise that Grey Cup, people are going to say, how the heck did they do it? And the first person to say it was a conspiracy will be Christopher Jones.
No, it won't be. It will absolutely not be. There is absolutely no reason for a conspiracy to continue at this point in time. I think it's going to go back to the true champions of this league at this point in time. It should have been the BC Lions for the last 4 years, and it's going to be this time, okay? Toronto bought the Grey Cup. The Riders bought the Grey Cup. It's going to go back to who actually deserves to win it, and it's going to be BC's ball.
I love the way. Kelly, don't you like the way Kelly, don't you like the way your team never earns the victory?
You know, cell block D for a day or whatever.
It comes down to whether or not Wally has that edge, whether or not he'll do what it takes to win, and maybe that means committing to going over the cap. And
Wally will never commit to going over the cap.
Then we'll see. Then we'll see.
He won't
do it. Not publicly. Not publicly.
Then he won't win.
I think people that's going to win a Grey Cup this year, there's going to be Cleo living in the Calgary Stampeders.
You know what? In the
we'll talk to you on Monday, December 1st. I guess it would be Monday, November
that's
the 31st, and you guys will all be crying in your beers saying, how did the Ticats win?
Hey, listen, in all sincerity, Bruce, come on. You know in this group that Hamilton is a favorite to make it out of the East.
Oh, yeah.
You know that.
My pick to win the East.
I'm not saying that, but I have to stick up for my team.
No. I know, but you're making it sound like it'd be a surprise for everybody here. It ain't going to be no surprise. The only surprise that's going to happen coming out of the East is if Hamilton doesn't make it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
That'll
there
be
you
the
go.
Surprise.
And I mean, right at the end of the season, Bruce, I told you that it was going to be BC and Hamilton in the Grey Cup, and Hamilton was going to win.
I've said that,
too. Who sets up pussies trying to win the Grey Cup?
Yeah.
A couple of pussies.
Pussy
bowl. That's right.
Yep.
The pussy bowl.
Did anybody see the game between Hamilton and Montreal the preseason?
No, it wasn't on the air.
It wasn't televised. No one
saw it. And I wasn't able to go. But
from what I've read. Yes, you could have watched it on the French channel.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
But we didn't find that out until later.
Can you watch it now? Can someone?
The Hamilton-Montreal game was televised on the French channel RDS.
But can you stream it off CFL.com? Can you stream it off CFL.com?
No. That's just the first thing.
On the RDS website, can you stream it on there?
That pissed me off because I get that channel.
Yeah.
And
then you should have watched your game.
Well, nobody told me, man. I had
game.
Things posted everywhere. People were asking where it was. And I never saw nothing posted.
No, hey,
Bruce,
they were
saying it in French. You didn't understand.
I don't listen to the game. I listen to it on CHML.
Le pousser l'art
la sucks for announcing number one.
The football? You must have heard that. Le pousser, le jouer, le alouette.
Jacques, alouette, gentil alouette.
Kelly, did you just say it's a myth?
No, I said the Surge confirmed it with me. That it was on RDS. He would know.
Now, when you say RDS, you mean the TSN version in French?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm on the website right now trying to see if they've got a video on demand.
They probably will.
Well,
so Bruce still might get a chance to watch the game because it was a good one.
Yep.
Well, Mazzoli did really good, man.
From what I've read
throughout camp and the day I went, and I think Mazzoli's going to be our number two ahead of Dan Lefebvre.
Yep.
Yeah, it looks.
I really do, man. Isn't that what we said last year?
Isn't that what we were saying last year?
But Mazzoli never really got the chance last year. It was always Lefebvre going in for that second and spurt or whatever going in. It wasn't until the last real couple games that they threw Mazzoli in there, too, for a couple.
Yeah, but we all agree that you know, your GM, coach, president, vice president, you know, chief bottle washer, Kent Austin, brought him in for a reason.
That's right.
It was his guy. He was his guy, right?
Yeah.
So it's not surprising.
That was his guy in Ole Miss.
Well, it is, in a way.
That was his guy in Ole Miss.
Yeah.
I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
You know? That's awesome.
Anyways, guys, just to check in, I'm going to have to check out now. So it's been a fun time. I'll be back on, but I got to check out now for the night. So,
all right,
hey, Charles.
All right,
Charles.
So we'll be back on again soon.
Ask you,
hey, let's talk about Friday night, Charles.
Yeah, well, I told you I got that 2-for-1 coupon. So if you want it, just let me know and I'll get it out.
I'll hang with you tomorrow and we'll talk about it.
Okay, good idea.
Cheers.
All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
Cheers. Ask you,
arrivederci.
Bye, Charles. That was Charles Cliff of Abbotsford, BC.
So he's a Lion fan.
Yeah.
A Lion fan.
I feel bad for him.
Actually, it was kind of cool. last summer, after we had started, CFL is started to explode a little bit. I'm sitting in my wine store, and this guy comes into my store, and he goes, Christopher. And I went, yes. He says, Charles Cliff. And I went, who? And he goes, from the CFL Is group. And I went, oh, you're there. Okay, hi. And he walked in my wine store, and we started talking. So, and then we've been going back and forth a few times ever since. And I met him again at the Lions Fan Fest last couple weekends ago.
Awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah, it is. It's kind
of
being able to actually meet somebody. I haven't met any of you guys in person. I've known Mike for 3 years.
You know what? I know exactly what you mean, man, because I'll go to games. And people will come up to me because, you know, because I have my own Ticat site that you know of.
Everybody knows you, Bruce. That you're.
And I think that's so cool, man, you know, because it tells me that I'm doing something right anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All this stuff that I post isn't for nothing.
It's not, exactly.
And
that's
where I get my gratification.
I had about 6 or 8 people come up to me and said, "Hey, man, you're Christopher from CFL Is." Yeah, I'm so-and-so. And I'm like, "Hey, great. Pleasure to meet you," all of this other stuff.
Yeah.
And I didn't have Wally Buono walk up to me and go, "Hey, Christopher, thanks for Ron on the line." He didn't do that. So I was kind of disappointed. But we've got
to
get a little more famous, Frank. But we can't get famous if you're not going
to
come on the air.
Okay. I get that part.
Yeah, no more doing that.
God forbid I want to take a breath.
I waited for a whole hour, and then I took the dog out.
You know what?
You just
maybe
came on when I was heading out the door.
Train a second person.
Now,
the integrity of a show is important.
This show has no integrity.
Or either start the show.
That's true.
If you want
what
to take the night
thinking?
Off, just start the show and then go back to doing what you were doing.
No, hey, listen. Again, I repeat. I understand your opinions, and I respect your opinions. And if I didn't feel that way, if I didn't feel the way you do, I would not have started this show, albeit late, but only because I knew the show wasn't going over the air, which I found totally frustrating.
Bizarre.
And, no, I feel just like you guys do, trust me. Unfortunately, all of you have never been here all the time.
You're
all
breaking
of you
up.
Have-